We had several last night. People confessed it. Some came to me and told me the pain's gone. I'm healed. God's going to touch several people again tonight. Every service this week, people are going to get the Holy Ghost. People are going to give their heart to God. People are going to give into baptism. People are going to get healed. It's just an absolute thing that happens. It's not some, oh my God, this is crazy. It's what happens in the house of God. It's just what happens. There's no mystery to it. This man right here, I want to pray for this man in the pink shirt or light-colored shirt that's got the cane. Come up here, brother, and stand right here in Jesus' name. If he could stand over there, he could stand right here. Come up here and stand right here, brother, in the name of Jesus. Everybody say blood transfusion. God's fixed to get my brother a blood transfusion right now. And God's fixing to touch cells in your body. I'm going to lay my hand on your head. God's going to touch you. God's going to touch the organs of your body right now. Well, we can look at your foot. We can look at your leg. And we can know there needs to be a miracle there. But God's showing me things in your body that he's going to touch and rejuvenate right now. The Lord said starting right now in this service is going to be a turnaround. You're not going to stay there in the ashes of a burned out past, but God said I'm going to renew you. I'm going to restore you. I'm going to touch you. You're going to be a modern day miracle. Father, in the name of Jesus, let it happen quickly. Let it be a healing and a miracle. For in the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ touches your life. In the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ heals you. In Jesus' name, fire! Yes! Come on, shout, 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 shout! Don't wait till the battle's over. Shout now. Don't wait till the walls come down. Shout now. God's people shout before the walls fall. Hallelujah. Can I pray for this? Pray for this lady right here. Can bring someone with you. Bring somebody with you. There's somebody else supposed to come up here and stand with you. There's somebody else is supposed to come stand up here with you. I see another one. That's not her. Who is it supposed to come up here and stand by this woman right now in Jesus' name? Get up here right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm not knocking you, sister. Not knocking you out of the blessing. Yeah, come stand as close to the front as you can right now in Jesus' name. How many believe God can heal this group right here? God said to tell you, if there's anybody in your family that's incarcerated in prison, get ready. There's a great miracle about to happen. God's about to release some. God said they're not going to live in that. Let me finish this real quick. God just reminded me. The Bible said, David said, as he sat there in the ashes, as he sat there and his men were crying. I'm talking about men that had cut heads off and saw arms cut off and blood splattered all over them in battles. While they had went out after the Amalekites came in back and burned Ziklag. And David did something. When he came back to that burned out village that he should have done before. And the Bible said, David looks at and his men start crying and travailing and they're falling down in their homes where they were living. And they could not find the burned. I really believe this. I really believe that they'd rather have their children's bodies burned than to think of them being in slavery with the Amalekites. Sexual slavery, physical slavery, abuse. And all of a sudden, the Bible said that they even turned to David and they were just blaming David and they were just so upset and so everyone was crying. And all of a sudden, God gave David a breakthrough that would not leave him in the ashes. of his defeat in his past. And he says, tell Abiathar to come and to bring the ephod. And so Abiathar shows up and he's got the ephod with the 12 stones. And those stones actually represented the promises of God for Israel. There were 12 promises that God had given them eternally for the rest of their existence, that there would be 12 prophetic blessings that would sustain them and keep them and bring them through every trial, every situation. And what David did was he said, I should have reminded myself that I cannot go by myself. That it doesn't matter the 600 men that I've got. But what matters is what God has spoken to me. Means more than what I see or what I feel or what I hear. And so Abiathar comes and there are the 12 stones. Each one with a prophetic word on it. And each one of them had a letter there that had even had letters. And when the high priest would go and put the sacrifice on the altar, it is told us that there were letters in those stones that would show up. And the Lord would spell things. Words would appear through the glowing of letters. And those letters would show up inside those stones and God would spell out a message. And David reached inside the ephod and in that vest that had the stones on it. And there were two great big stones in there. And Israel would pull those out when they were in desperation and needed a word from God. And when they brought those stones out and held them in their hands and they would say whatever was they're asking God. And the Bible says David said, shall I go? Shall we pursue after the enemy? And will you be with us? Will we have a supernaturalness about our battle? And the stones begin to glow and they begin to vibrate and shake. And the Bible said that Abiathar, the prophetic word came out and said, you'll not lose anything. You'll get everything back. You'll get your wife back. You'll get your children back. They had taken their food with them. You'll get everything back that the enemy has stole from you. And the Bible said David screamed, every man to his animal. Some on horses, some on camels, some on mules, donkeys. And they begin to go after the Amalekites. And something happened you'll never see anywhere else in the Bible. That when they went to battle, not one man died. Not one son or daughter was lost. No wives were killed. You cannot have battles with swords and children and wives in the midst of it. That some of the Amalekites would not have thrust through their families as they were trying to escape. But not one was lost. Can you wrap your mind around what God's saying? I don't believe once saved, always saved, but I believe once you're saved, you can be saved the rest of your life. I believe God can keep you. And I'm telling you, young people, God wants to make a covenant with you. There are four ways in the Bible to make a covenant with God, and one of the ways is an offering. And if you would study offerings in the Bible, you would find that every time a man of God gave an offering, he also asked God for something in return. And God made a covenant with him. God made a covenant with Abraham. And Abraham made a financial covenant with. If you young people make a financial covenant with God right now and keep that covenant, he'll take you places the rest of your life. You'll be, look, since the last time I was here, the Lord spoke to me and told me, he said, you're going to pray for somebody in the next few months and they're going to become a millionaire. And I said, wow, man, Lord, just let it be me. And the Lord said, no, not you. Because I got you where I want you. You need every offering. So you're motivated. So no, you're not going to become a millionaire and sit at the house and go fishing and just preach for your friends. No, that ain't happening. No recreation preaching around here. And so I called this lady out in McLeod, Texas. I called her out and I started praying for several things she needed. And then all of a sudden I saw it and I said, oh my God, really? I looked at this woman. I said, do you have a job? She said, no, I don't. do you own your house? She said, no, I don't. I looked at her, I said, isn't that just like God? She said, what? I don't have a job? I don't have a house? I said, just like God to pick the person out that doesn't have a job and doesn't have a home that's going to become a millionaire. You could have heard her pin drop. Like, what? This lady? Pastor called me a few weeks ago. Brother Winslow, when can you come back and preach? And at first I didn't get it, but I mean 30 seconds, I went, wait a minute. Is that sister a millionaire? Yes, she is. She is a multi-millionaire. When can you come? I said, Pastor, you're bad. You're a bad boy. I know what you want. He said, well, it doesn't say it's wrong to have faith and believe. I'm telling you, God's going to bless you. Young people, you make a covenant with your God. Make a financial covenant. Make a covenant with God in your heart. Say to yourself, young people, if I falter, if I fail, if I come up short, I won't stay there. Are y'all hearing me, young people? I don't care what happens in your life. I don't care what sin overtakes you. Do not sit there in the ashes. And I'm telling you, over half of these people in this, half of you in this church are being affected by sins that God's already forgiven, washed, got rid of, and they're not even there anymore. And you ought to be dancing higher and jumping higher than anybody else in this building because of what God has forgiven you. All right, let's pray for these miracles of healings right now. Of course, I can't guess, and I don't even want to guess. That's no fun. I mean, you know, why would I want to guess? Why would I try to? I don't have anything to show off or be. But if God was to reveal to me and show me, it helps my faith. It helps me be more specific about what I pray for. Specific prayers get more results than anything else. And so I believe God wants to heal these three ladies right here. We're going to pray for them, all three of them. And once again, I know it's not too late. But, you know, if you're not going to make me mad. I've got to do what I've got to do, right? Don't you believe the man of God should do what he's supposed to do? And we just prayed, and believe it or not, God interacted with all of us, and we just left Ziklag, and we are under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and we're going to go forward, and God's going to do some great things. God said he's going to touch people that's incarcerated. If I was to tell you three ladies, it's more than just one person. One individual that's supposed to get a miracle from God about incarceration and trouble with the law. And if I was to tell you that God wants to do some great things, would y'all believe this right now, that God's going to do some great things for your family? Pardon? No, don't tell me. Just be quiet for a second and let me amaze you. Let me amaze you, okay? Okay, then tell yourself, hallelujah. And let me amaze you, hallelujah, because God's amazing me. You can tell me later after church. Okay, if you could catch me. Let's get ready to pray. When I get through preaching, look, all the pores of my body are wide open, and I've got a wet shirt on, and I'm soaking wet, and I've got to try to keep my voice fresh. And if I try to take care of myself, I can scream all I want to. I'm going to pray for this brother right here. There's something over the top of your head, brother. God just showed me there's an anointing over you. Come up here. Come up. Yeah, come up here and stand up here and get ready. You're next. Just wait right there. You give me permission to do whatever God wants me to do? Huh? Amen. You sure? Amen. You won't get mad at me? Okay, somebody get me a pair of scissors and just wait on the Lord. You're not getting a haircut. Somebody find me a pair of scissors and get them up here to me in just a minute. He told me I could do it. And so I'm going to do what the Lord showed me to do, and I'm going to give you a prophetic word from God that's going to come to pass for you, okay? Because you got a lot of things it's not sin or anything, but there's things going on behind you, and God's going to do some things behind you tonight. Behind the scenes, God's going to do something. Let me get over here. Lift your hands up right now. Pastor, get someone. No, I don't want you to have to do it, but get somebody to put some oil on these sisters. God's fixing to touch this lady. You've got a healing in your body God's going to give you. You've got something that's in your body that's not going to be there in 5 minutes. It's fixing to disappear and be gone. God's showing me dark spots in your body, and I'm going to lay hands on you. They're going to leave in Jesus' name. There's something down in the lower part of your abdomen. Something's happened down there, and God said, get ready. I'm going to replace some parts in your body that's going to help you be healed and to help you not fight depression. When I touch your head, you'll overcome everything you've been through. God said, I'll never let an enemy ever touch your faith ever again. You're going home with such a praise and rejoicing in your life. A glow is going to be on your face. People are going to start asking you what's going on. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command the healing in her body to take place. I command her to get back every dollar the devil has stole from her. In Jesus. Be thou healed by the power of the living God, by the blood of Jesus. Oh, there it is, there it is, there it is, there it is, there it is. Hula masaya mohorandaba. God, give our sister new eyes. Give her new eyelids. Give her new corneas. Heal the optic nerve. Stop the leakage of blood in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be healed. Lift your hands. Lift them up high. Who came to church with this sister? Who's a friend of this? Oh, they are? They're out. They're not doing you no good. They can't do you no good. They're out. Lift your hands. Give me a couple sisters. Stand behind her. Just put your hand on her so she knows that somebody's praying with her. Father, in the name of Jesus, it's over. It's done. It's finished. The attack on her body is over. God said he's touching your body. You have swelling in your body. You have fluid retention in your body. You have attacks on your chest and your heart. And God's healing you of it right now. God said, I'm touching your blood pressure in the name of Jesus right now. I'm touching the attack against your house. No witchcraft will work against you anymore. God is breaking the black, dark witchcraft spirit that's coming against your body and your mind. You are free. Your house is free in Jesus' name. Loose. Be healed. Take your coat off. Take your coat off, brother. Now, you said I could do whatever the Lord tells me, right? Okay, praise God. I may promise you won't tell anybody what I'm fixing to do. Turn around. Turn around, face that way. That's a pair of scissors. I want to show you what they gave me to operate on. I'm going to butcher you up. Put some oil on this right now. Hallelujah. Okay, turn around. Put some oil on that right now. God said, I just cut your shirt tail off. God said, every time you have a need, you just put that shirt on and walk around with it. Lift your hands to God, because God said, I'm anointing your past. I'm anointing everything about your family that the enemy's been sneaking up on your family and attacking your family. God said, no enemy shall come in by surprise against you ever again. God said, my angels are standing behind you. My angels are grabbing your shirt tail. God said, my blessings are chasing you. My blessings are grabbing your shirt tail right now. Come on, give the Lord the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord the praise. Can I pray for you? Lift your hands. I just felt the Lord I just felt the Lord surge in this place right now. I just felt a Holy Ghost surge. I know we're used to this. I'm around this every night that I preach, but it's never common. It's not ordinary to me. It blows my mind. Lift your hands. God's fixing to heal you right now. I'm going to lay my hand on your head. God's going to heal you. God said, I'm touching your family right now. Everything that's happened in the past with your family that's left the family knocked down and devastated, and they smile, but they've been through a living hell. And God said, I'm going to go right now and visit Ziklag. I'm going to go there right now, and you're going to get back everything the enemy has stole from you. You're not going to live in a burned out house or a burned out life. God said, I'm healing your body right now. I'm giving you double of the Holy Ghost. When I lay my hand on your head, God said, I'm putting a hedge of protection around your house, your loved ones, and any siblings that you have. God said, it's over. The attack is over. It's finished. It's done in Jesus' name. Lift your hands up. God's healing your body. Lord, in Jesus' name, I command it. There it is, right there, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, Holy Ghost, speak. I will not accept anything but the prophetic promise of God. I will not hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It's done. Hallelujah. Lift your hands right now. Let's pray right now. Father, now you've done some of the miracle, but you haven't done all of it, and it needs to all be done right now in Jesus' name. I see the prophetic word over your head, and you've received some of the things that you're waiting on the rest of it to come to pass, especially in your walking and in the stiffness and the tightness of your joints and the back that needs a healing in your spine. And the Lord said to tell you, you're a good woman, you got a good heart, but you've been through some living hell. You've had some burned out places in your life, and you've tried to shake them off, and you tried to break free. And God said, this is the night. The man of God preached, you will not live in that burned out place. You're leaving the ashes of your past behind. Behold, everything becomes new in Jesus' name. The Lord said, when I pray for you, I'm supposed to pray for somebody whose name is Gene. I'm supposed to pray for a Gene. And so somewhere in your future, you're going to come in contact with somebody by the name of Gene. And when you do, you're going to know that's the person that the prophetic word said, as I'm touching you, I'm going to touch them. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I want you to touch every marital situation around this woman. I want you to touch everyone that's had problems with their children. Lord, that they've been lied on, left behind, brokenhearted. God said, you shall not operate with a broken heart anymore. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Let it go now. You're whole. You're healed. You're whole. I command that inflammation out of your body now. I command it back to the pits of hell. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can I pray for you, sister? Yeah, come up here. Hallelujah. You was actually supposed to come right in behind these ladies right here. Lift your hands up. But I couldn't put my finger on what I was supposed to do. And I was trying to find it. God was moving so quickly. Lift your hands. God's fixed to touch you. Now, there is something in your health that needs a miracle from God. God's going to give it to you. You're struggling with several things in your physical being. God's going to touch you. There's some inherited sicknesses in your body God's going to touch. And there's this brand new anointing of the Holy Ghost coming on your family. Someone having some real problems in their relationship, and you're interceding, praying for them. God said, I'm going to touch them tonight in Jesus' name. No more gastric problem, no more digestive problem, no more acid problem in your stomach. God's healing it right now in the name of Jesus. God's touching your body, every joint in your body's getting a touch from the Lord right now. God said, I'm opening up the revelation of the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost. I'm showing you the power of my name starting tonight. I'm going to show you revelations in the Word of God that you're going to know is real and true. Father, right now, this woman has faith. She loves you. She believes in you. I want you to touch her right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus. There it is. There's that blood flow. Go ahead, just talk in tongues. Let the Holy Ghost do what it wants to do. There's no will but God's will tonight. Jesus. Name. Hallelujah. All right, everybody. Everybody join hands tonight with somebody around here in the name of Jesus. Pastor Tom, come up here right now. Pastor Tom, bring your girlfriend with you right there. Come up here right now. Just stand in the name of Jesus and lift your hands to the Lord right now. I'm not gonna reveal anything tonight. Nothing bad. It's all good. This is a man of God. He loves God, and his only heartbeat of his wife and him is just to win souls. And I'm telling you, this couple's these are soul winners. And they use everything God's given them, every weapon, every talent, every calling from God. I'm going to tell you, God said to tell you, you're not going back to any ashes, no burned out cities for you. You're stepping into the prophetic word of God that came to you when you got saved. God said, I'm not letting one dream go idle. I'm shifting the gear right now into high gear for you. I'm going to make even your enemies be at peace with you. You asked the other night, Brother Winslow, I want to get into the faith of God. I want to walk in the faith of God more. I've walked in a little bit. I've seen the gifts operate, and I want to get into it more. God said, you're going to take that leap of faith tonight. God's going to sow a greater seed of the supernatural in your life. Lord, in the name of God, said, even your wife is going to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus. And yes, God will give you power over many nations. Yes, the finances will come in. I will be your organization. I'll be your banker. I'll be your counselor. I'll be your reward. I'll be the general of your army. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come on. Okay, let's join hands with somebody around this church right now, in Jesus' name. And as we're getting hands, I want to pray for this young man right here. Come up here, brother. Come here and just stand on this first step. Everybody get a hand, hold a hand of somebody. I know if your men are holding hands with another man, you don't want to do it very long. Come over here, because every time a preacher would tell me, grab somebody's hand and be a man, I say, Lord, they got 5 minutes. I'm not holding no man's hand over 5 minutes. I'm out of here. You can call me homophobe or anything. I don't care. I don't even want to hold a woman's hand if it's not my wife's. But I'll do it for 5 minutes. Lift your hands up right now. We're going to pray for you. God's fixed to touch you. God said, it's not your imagination. It's me. I'm knocking on your heart's door. I've been knocking on that door for 102 days. And you're going to open that door and you're going to say yes to me, and I'm going to start moving in your life. You're going to get an understanding of the Word of God when I touch your head. You're going to open the Bible up and you're going to start understanding the Word of God. God's going to give you a photostatic memory that you can memorize things in the Word of God. You're going to hear my voice, walk in the supernatural. And from this night forward, saith the Lord, I will give you a spirit of obedience, and you will obey me every time in Jesus' name. That's the Holy Ghost anointing. Lord, I'll do it. It's done. All right, grab that hand. Lift it up right now in the name of Jesus and give God 1 minute of a shout of praise. Raise your voice. Let the devil know, I am going to follow God. I'm going to walk in the supernatural. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, lay a hand on that person next to you right now. Hallelujah. Lay a hand on them. Speak a word over them. We're coming out of this. We're not staying here. We're moving forward. There's a turnaround. Hallelujah. Come on, speak it by the power and the authority that is in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hashataya korayata.